Can you believe it? Last night would have been Morris Medal, Tony Wilson Medal night. Grand final for the O&M would be this weekend. I can scarcely believe.
I know. It's been so weird having a whole season without football locally.
And we used to talk to Sarah, of course, to give us the tips for the netball every single week. Sarah Sineni, 2011 Tony Wilson medalist, and she joins us. Sarah, how have you been coping? Good morning. How have you been coping with no netty all year?
Oh, missing it. Probably missing it more so the last few weeks when the weekends have been that finals weather.
Missing
that. When it was freezing cold in the middle of winter, I was like, oh, thank goodness we don't have netball. But now, missing it very much.
So you didn't wish that you were at Myrtleford when it was 4 degrees and it was...
foggy?
No, that was one of the... Oh, those Myrtleford girls, how are they playing that every weekend? I don't know, but no. It's sort of catching up with everyone and seeing everyone from different clubs and things like that and the social functions, and not that I would have been able to sort of do much in that regard this year, but... Yeah, no, just definitely just missing it. And, it would have been, I was sort of like, when I was driving, I thought, oh, I wonder who would have been in it, and who would have been right up there.
All of those things. Well, you just alluded to the fact that you wouldn't have been partaking in a lot of celebrations because you are expecting your first baby.
Yes.
How soon?
Still got 8 weeks or so to go.
Rightio. So it's the business end now, though, isn't it?
The business end. So what would you have been doing this year?
I obviously would have tried to be involved in some capacity at Yarra. So, just helping out on weekends and doing all the jobs that the players don't need to worry about. So
it's a huge part of your life, Sarah, the netball. What have you been doing on the weekends with all this spare time?
Well, not much because we haven't been allowed to. We've been stuck at home, but lots of fires at the farm.
Fair enough.
And sitting around the bonfire. Missing, obviously, my parents are in New South Wales, so that's a bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
Not going from seeing them every weekend to seeing them once in, 4 months is a bit tough, but that's all right. Hopefully, we get to see him this weekend, hopefully.
And how about all your netty friends? Are they coping? And footy friends as well. Are they all coping okay?
Look, I think so. Touch base with, obviously, friends as often as you can. But, I'm lucky that, when I head home and get to ring everyone because you're in another town anyway, not just popping around and seeing them is sort of off the cards being in Victoria. But, luckily we've got FaceTime and phones and things like that. Like, imagine what it would have been like a long time ago when we had to all write letters.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think we would have kept in touch.
No, true.
All right, Says. Well, I would have predicted that Yarrawonga would win the grand final this year and Lavington would finish bottom of the ladder. Remember Sarah Moo from Lavie?
Yes.
After being there for a long time. Contentious.
I've been for a couple of walks with Bridge Tate, or Bridget Casser, so I'll check in with her and see how she feels about you, Matt.
She's the Yarra gun, I'm scared of.
Yeah. All right. So you should be. Sarah Sineni, it's always a delight to chat with you. Good luck with the last couple of months of awaiting your first arrival, and we'll hopefully talk to you again very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and to all the footy players and the netty players, I know how much you would have been missing it, and we're missing it as well, but you would just be crazy for it. So next year, bigger and better than ever, the O&M and
absolutely.
All the other cops. Let's learn that. It's Triple M.